Let's welcome back to the program. He's the sports editor of the Telegram in St. John's, Newfoundland, Robin Short. Robin, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning to you guys. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. We were sitting around earlier this week saying, well, we're on really early this morning. We need to get guests who are in the east of us. So we said, let's go to Robin Short.
Right.
Let's go to Newfoundland. It's the, I think, what is it, 4 o'clock in the afternoon there?
Not quite 4 p.m. It's 10:30.
There you go.
In the morning. But I was up bright and early myself today. My little guy had an 8 a.m. hockey game. So, no problems.
Did they win?
No. They lost. Their playoff hopes took a setback this morning in the Adam House Hockey League. Hey, you know what? All the kids had fun, and I tell the kids, you guys are 9 years old. Who cares about winning and losing?
That's the right attitude. That's undoubtedly the right attitude. I'll tell you who does care about winning and losing, and that's the St. John's Ice Caps. Unfortunately, they've been doing a lot more of the winning rather than the losing so far this season. Before we get into the team specifically, just want to talk about the reception that they've received in St. John's. Has it just been a sort of like it's been in Winnipeg, just a bonus of a year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Some cynics, I guess you might say, they may suggest that maybe it's just a passing fancy, but I don't think so. There are many similarities, I guess, between St. John's and Winnipeg. Like Winnipeg, St. John's had professional hockey, of course, the Maple Leafs, for 14 seasons. When the team left in 2005, there was a void there. The Quebec Major Junior Hockey League came here for 3 seasons. That did not fill it. And I think when the pro game returned, the hockey fans of St. John's, they're determined to ensure that it's here to stay for quite some time. And they've certainly rallied around the team. It's been a sellout nightly at Mile One Center, a quaint little rink that holds about 6,300. You get up around 65, I guess, when you include the luxury suites and what they call party boxes. The team has been well supported for sure.
Robin, Jets fans are going to know some of the names on the team, like Spencer Mihajlovic and Paul Postma and Carl Klingberg, some of the guys that have spent a little bit of time up in the NHL this year. But as far as you're concerned, who's the guy that's been really impressing you and impressing fans, and who's really been the MVP on the rock this year?
Well, you'd like to say perhaps mention the name that you have not mentioned, but I wouldn't be telling the truth. Right now, the best player on the Ice Caps right now, far and away, is Paul Postma. This guy has really developed this season. There's been some concern, I guess, over his defensive play. And while he won't be mistaken for Rod Langway just yet, nonetheless, he has improved quite a bit in that facet of the game. But this guy's playing with so much confidence right now. He's anchoring the power play. He's playing a regular shift, of course. Keeper Cambridge is throwing him out there on the penalty kill. He's logging tons of minutes. Big, tall guy. He's 6'3 or 6'4. He still needs to put some meat on the bones. But great skater, big-time shot. He's really developing this year. Carl Klingberg, the rookie, he's quietly having a pretty good season. He's got 30-odd points in 45 games. Quietly having a good year. Zach Redmond, speaking of quietly, Redmond arrived at camp, wasn't highly touted, seventh-round draft pick. He was very impressive early this season. Now, his play has tailed off. Redmond, of course, is an NCAA guy out of Ferris State, and there was some concern about if he could handle the rigors of a professional schedule. And I guess we're seeing it now because his play has tapered off somewhat in the second half of the season. He was a healthy scratch for 2 games there shortly after Christmas. And as we know, there's a big difference playing 35, 40 games NCAA versus, your 70 of Major Junior. I guess, we're seeing it in Redmond. But to answer your question, Postma by far has been the team's best player this year, I think.
Robin, what about Patrice Cormier? I know he obviously has, quote-unquote, I guess, checkered past from his history in the QMJHL. And when he played in training camp here, he seemed to actually perform quite well. And his limited action here, he seems to have at least played a physical game, got in on the forecheck. How has he been overall?
Cormier's been real solid. He's not a guy. I don't think he's going to bring anybody out of their seats, and he knows that. He's going to be, I think, a real good, solid third line hockey player. someone that, you know, you throw out there on the penalty kill and second half of the penalty kill, someone who gets involved in the corners, throws his weight around, camps out in front of the net. He understands that, and he's playing that type of game down here. He's quietly having a decent year. He's got 10 goals in almost 40 games. You know, I can see him being a National Hockey League player. You'll never see him on the top two lines. He just doesn't have that makeup. But he'll be a good, solid third-line hockey player, you know, someone who's got good size, is a pretty good skater. He's going to, you know, he's gonna punch in your 15 honest minutes of hockey, you know?
We're joined on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show by Robin Short of the St. John's Telegram, talking some St. John's Ice Caps. Robin, you go through the team's leading scores, and you compare it to, you know, the rest of the AHL, and you got to go about down to number 47 in the entire league before you find the St. John's Ice Caps leading score. That's Spencer Mihacek, of course. Has this been sort of a scoring by committee sort of system for the Ice Caps so far this season?
Well, you know, it's funny you bring up that point, because I only wrote about that this week. The Ice Caps have a new player, Maxime Masonauer. He started the season in Anaheim.
Yeah.
And was involved, of course, in a trade for Riley Hozafel. And that's what I mentioned to. I was asking Keith McCambridge, the coach. I said, Keith, what can you tell me about this guy? And, you know, he's a good skater. Works hard, you know, plays his position well, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, a guy who's just a good, solid hockey player, I said, you know, isn't that indicative of your team? Because you're absolutely right. I mean, when you look at the top scorers in the league, there's not a nice cap to be found. And I guess, this team, we've been talking about it, I guess, since the start of the year. It's a team that's quite deep, you know, right from numbers 1 to 24. There's nobody who really stands out. You know, a first-place team, and this team is first place in its conference, battling for first overall in the league with Oklahoma City, which is, of course, Edmonton's farm club. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no 80, 100-point scorer on this team. They're basically a bunch of guys. And to answer your question, I guess, to cut to the chase, I mean, it is scoring by committee. On some nights, you got Spencer Mihacek scoring the big goal. On other nights, Jason Jaffrey scoring the big goal. On other nights, Jason King, former Manitoba Moose. Mm-hmm. He's really coming into his own. Was kind of feeling his way around through the first half of the season, having played in Europe the past couple of years. He's playing very well of late. Sean Weller, you know, I guess it is a scoring by committee. Yeah, to answer your question.
Robin, you mentioned some of the former Manitoba Moose, and our producer Chris Reed is known as the Moose guy, so we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you about those Manitoba Moose, because, of course, before we had the Winnipeg Jets, it was the Manitoba Moose, and you mentioned Jason Jaffrey, you've got Marco Rosa, Sean Weller, Kevin Clark. Two-part question, how have those guys played this year, and really, more kind of an interesting question, do the St. John's Ice Caps fans know kind of about the history of the Manitoba Moose, and what is the Manitoba Moose's legacy, I guess, been in St. John's?
Well, absolutely. The St. John's fans know about the Manitoba Moose all too well. The very last game in St. John's Maple Leafs history was against the Manitoba Moose in the 2004-05 American League playoffs. The Moose knocked out the Maple Leafs in the first round. Marco Rossi, you mentioned Marco Rossi, he's sidelined with a concussion. Hey, mm-hmm. He hasn't played since December the 18th. Yeah, I did a story with Rosa there just last week, and he's still suffering from the typical concussion symptoms. He cannot watch TV, bright lights, gives him headaches. He's not nauseous per se, but the headaches come on quite easily. And you know, Rosa's 30 years old, and he didn't tell me what he's going to do either way, if he's going to try and come back or if he's going to pack it in, but you know, he's 30 years old, so you know, he's got some decisions to make. With regards to former Moose, Jason Jaffrey, he's captain, of course, of the Ice Caps, and good solid player, good solid leader, very quiet in the dressing room. I don't think he's one of these guys, not that I've ever been in the dressing room between periods, but I don't think he's one of these guys to stand up and deliver your Newt Rockne speech or anything like that. But he's a guy who's, you know, quiet, leads by example, good solid player for the Ice Caps, and Mahacek, of course. He's another guy, fairly quiet. Does his talking on the ice.
Robin, you mentioned
he's played. He's talking rather.
Excuse me, Robin. You mentioned a trade earlier. Another trade that the Jets, I guess, / Ice Caps made was acquiring John Negrin from the Abbotsford Heat. Can you talk a little bit about his game? People I've talked to actually seem to think that he has a little more upside maybe than the player they dished away. You want to give us a little bit of
Negrin, I guess to talk about Negrin, it's kind of like talking about the new car you want to buy, but you haven't given him a test drive yet. Negrin, I haven't really seen him play a whole lot. He hasn't played a whole lot, to be honest with you.
Just three games.
I do know that that the organization is fairly high on the guy. By all accounts, he's an offensive defenseman. Although if you look at his numbers, it certainly doesn't. 29 games, he's still looking for his first goal. Mm-hmm. But as any professional front office will tell you, you can never have too many defensemen. And I guess that's shown in Winnipeg. They've played in Winnipeg so far this year 9, 10, I think, when you include guys like Festerlin and Lou who've been called up. There's been a slew of them. So Negrin's he simply adds more depth to the Ice Caps blue line.
Final question here, Robin. In terms of Keith McCambridge, I mean, we know about him from being a part of the coaching staff here with the Moose. Can you talk a little bit about his coaching style and his communication skills and just overall how he takes to coaching?
Very professional. Very, very professional. McCambridge, he's got the suit and tie on. Of course, all the coaches wear the suit and tie. But what I mean is, he's professional, very serious in what he does. You're not gonna have big chuckles and slapbacks with him or laughing over a joke. He's quite serious, very professional. Certainly has the respect of the Ice Caps players, and I'd have to think that he's on the NHL radar right now. I mean, His team is battling for first place overall in the league, first year. And the thing about McCambridge, he's a freak about being prepared. Hey, from what I can gather, you got to get up pretty early in the morning to get out of McCambridge. If nothing else, he ensures that his team is prepared for its upcoming game. Positively pours over the videotape. And he's a workaholic, and everything that he's doing, I guess, is showing in the standings and in the wins column.
And that's really all where it matters. Robin Short from the St. John's Telegram, thanks very much for joining us this morning on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. I'm sure we'll get you back on again as the Ice Caps hopefully make a long playoff run.
Absolutely. Look forward to it. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Robin. Take care.
Robin, thanks a lot.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Robin Short, St. John's Telegram, covers the Ice Cap. He's the sports editor there.
Drew, sorry to cut you off. It's a great story that they've done really well there. I don't think anyone is expecting them to do this well, and it's pretty awesome to know that there's this pipeline coming to Winnipeg.
It's Winnipeg East is really. I mean, the parallels between the two stories are uncanny. It's Winnipeg East, and it's good to see. And we don't talk much Ice Caps, but great to have Robin on, and I'm sure as they make a run, we'll talk more about them. You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show, Santa Lucia. Pizza game day. Let's go to break.